This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today took oath as Rajya Sabha member. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oaths to Nitish Kumar in the Parliament House. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal, Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh, Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Samrat Chaudhary, among others, were present on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated former Deputy Chairman of the Upper House, Harivansh, as a Rajya Sabha member. The tenure of Harivansh as a member of the Upper House ended yesterday. He has been nominated as a member of the Rajya Sabha after a vacancy was created following the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today in this regard. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah released the party's manifesto, Sankalp Patra for West Bengal Assembly elections today. The BJP's Sankalp Patra promises to implement the 7th Pay Commission and Uniform Civil Code, UCC, within 6 months of coming to power in the state. Mr. Shah, while releasing the manifesto, said the public feels fearful and disillusioned and is seeking change from the heart. He said, in the last 10 years, the Bharatiya Janata Party has established itself as a constructive opposition in West Bengal, and today BJP is working as the principal opposition party in the state assembly. Allahabad High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma submitted his resignation to President Draupadi Murmu today. Justice Verma is facing impeachment proceedings. He was repatriated from the Delhi High Court to the Allahabad High Court after burnt wads of currency notes were found at his official residence in New Delhi on the 14th of March last year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the latest version of the Constitution of India in Sindhi language in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said Sindhi is one of the oldest and most melodious languages. He said for the first time since India's independence, the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India in Devanagari script has been released.
Today we are releasing the Constitution of India in our great Sindhi language. My special greetings to all the Sindhi speaking people on the Sindhi Bhasha Divas. I have to appreciate our Meghwal ji for choosing this day to release the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India, and he has done it rightly on the day that has to be done.
India and the U.S. agreed to further their cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology engagements, including in AI and critical minerals. The issues figured during discussions between Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob S. Helberg. India formally joined Pax Silica on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit in February, marking a significant step in technology cooperation between New Delhi and Washington. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India is finalizing an agreement for the supply of oil and gas to Mauritius and to strengthen its energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said in Port Louis that the ongoing crisis in West Asia has underscored the importance of strategic partnerships, especially in the energy sector. The External Affairs Minister will participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference, beginning in Mauritian capital Port Louis today. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking a direction to the centre to stop caste census. The bench, comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant, Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi, dismissed the plea, which also sought a direction to the centre to formulate policies to provide economic incentives to families with a single child. On the 2nd of February, the top court had refused to entertain a separate PIL questioning the procedure to be adopted to record, classify and verify the caste data of citizens in the 2027 general census. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACA Stadium in Guwahati this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.